The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, has had a brief one-on-one meeting with the UN Secretary-General to discuss tomorrow's summit on climate change. After the meeting, Ban Ki-moon told a public forum in New York that the world had a moral imperative to sign a new deal to cut carbon emissions at the Copenhagen talks in December. From New York, Sabra Lane reports.
The pressure for a new deal to replace the Kyoto Protocol is building. This morning, the UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon met with Prime Minister Kevin Rudd to discuss how tomorrow's summit will run.
Secretary-General.
Hello, how are you?
Lovely to see you again.
Great to see you again.
Likewise. Welcome.
Later at a launch for Climate Week in New York, the UN chief said there was no doubt in his mind that climate change is already underway.
Earlier this month, I visited the Arctic. I could see the glaciers melting. It was sort of a frightening experience for me.
And he says the world has a moral imperative to ensure the December deadline on getting a new deal is met.
We must seal the deal in Copenhagen. This is a political and moral imperative for all of us, particularly for those leaders.
The former British Prime Minister Tony Blair knows a thing or two about the tricky art of diplomacy and the glacial pace it can sometimes take. And he shared his insight on just how difficult this deal is proving to be.
I went through several European Union budget negotiations. I went through NATO negotiations. I went through the Northern Ireland peace negotiations. I don't want to alarm anyone, but this, I think, is possibly more difficult than any of them.
President Barack Obama's climate change envoy, Todd Stern, admits too that discussions are bogged down.
To date, I think if we are honest about it, we must acknowledge that progress in the negotiations has been slower than we would like. We need to change that dynamic, and we can.
India, so often cast as the country unwilling to make commitments and set targets, gave a public assurance today that it would not be left behind. India's Minister of State for the Environment and Forests, Jairam Ramesh.
And I can assure you that at Copenhagen, India will not be found wanting in joining the international consensus on working towards a solution that would limit the temperature increase to 2 degrees centigrade by the year 2050, as was announced at the L'Aquila agreement in July this year.
There was also a touch of Hollywood at this event. The man known as Wolverine decided to speak up for the poor. Australian actor and World Vision Ambassador Hugh Jackman says he got the courage to speak up after receiving a special award.
Being named the sexiest man alive.
On a serious note, he says it was a first-hand look at the effects of global warming and meeting an Ethiopian man and his family that prompted him to talk.
I'm going to use the best weapon I have, which is not the Wolverine claws or my mutant powers, but my voice, to speak on behalf of Dakali and the billion other people in developing countries who, they contribute the least to climate change and yet they are hit the hardest by it. Simply stated, we must not forget the poor.
A message he hopes will sink in at tomorrow's special one-day UN conference on climate change.
Sabra Lane.